glad to be here tonight.
Songs have been sung. Wasn't exactly sure tonight if we'd be able to preach much. At one point I thought, I was kind of joking and I don't know if I got enough handkerchiefs or enough boxes of tissues at the church. I start preaching and things get away from me. Been feeling well. I told Mary a couple times a day, I said, it'll go through the day and everything's fine, and then I'll take a sneeze and just start sneezing, and everything just, my eyes start watering and everything. So we're glad to be here tonight, and I know just we follow the Lord, He'll work everything out. But I am thankful, as the songs have been sung already, that God is, He is available, and it's been said that He's accessible, and He's always present. He's really the one constant thing in life that we can depend on, we lean on, and I'm thankful for that. I was reminded, I was looking at the song, that old song book, when the choir was up here singing, there was a song in there, it's not in the church hymnal, it's in the Best Love book, and I was just flipping through the pages, and it said, when I looked up, He looked down. That was one of the songs, and probably, pretty good song. I'd never heard it, but just the title of it. And I thought back in the book of Isaiah, there was one chapter in the latter parts of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah says in there, he said, the people, he said, I looked up, and he said, I prayed unto God, and I said, oh Lord, please. He was begging God, because Israel is out of the will of the Lord. So God has withdrawn His blessings. And he said, God, if you would look down upon us. But then the very next chapter, Isaiah cried, and he said, Lord, if you'd come down to us. And that reminded me, and I saw that the title of that song, it says, when I looked up, He looked down. I thought if He looked down, we'd still all be in trouble. But I'm glad He came down.
Amen.
I'm glad He came down to us, because we couldn't go up to Him.
Right.
And I'm glad that He still comes down.
Amen.
I'm glad He comes down in the service. I'm glad He comes down. The Spirit moves through the church. And God knows how to pick us up when we're at our lowest points. And I am thankful for that. And I was studying Sunday. Y'all know, some of you, if you was here Sunday, I wasn't here, I wasn't able to be here, just under the weather, and always feel, just hate to miss church, so I sat at home, and I did a lot of reading, did a lot of studying, and we had marked down some things in the Bible, and we was kind of searching what text, or where to bring it out. So if you have your Bibles tonight, go with me, if you would, to Psalms chapter 86, Psalms chapter 86 tonight. And if you and it's no secret, I've made it no secret, that I don't do a lot of news watching. If I do flip on the news to see what's going on, I try to watch local news. I try to watch the weather, and I'll try to do those things. Every now and then, I'll think, well, maybe I ought to see what's going on in the world, and I'll flip it over, and it'll start talking about politics and this opinion, that opinion, and I just get irritated, and so I got to flip the channel again and get away from that stuff. But I don't know if you've been paying attention or not, but in the last couple of weeks, it seems like the world, certain states in our own country, have absolutely turned upside down. I mean, they've gone so far off of the deep end. These people are... I watched a council or a group of legislators in the state of New York pass a bill that you could kill a child at almost the point of birth, and they cheered at the law that was passed. And I thought, how wicked and how ungodly and how godless are people that they would do such a thing. But then I begin to think, and I think, well, that's the world we live in. We're living in a time where people are absolutely godless. They don't praise God. They don't recognize God. They don't honor God in anything that they do. And the only time they'll ever mention God is either they're cursing His name, or they're somewhere in a low point of their life and they're wanting help from God then. But any other time, they don't want you to mention God or even act like that you know God. But I'm going to read something here in 86. And Brother Vernon, I appreciate you standing. I'm sorry to keep you. He was standing. He finally sat down. But we all stand on our feet real quick. Chapter 86 of the book of Psalms, David writes this in verse 11. He says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. He says, I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. And you can be seated tonight. But as we look at that scripture, really the thought that we had goes out of chapter, out of verse 12, where he says, I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. Now, but I hadn't even really read verse 11 until we just stood up when David says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I believe tonight that the way of God, and I said it before, that the way of God and the way of worshiping God and the way that we conduct ourselves in the house of God is absolutely foreign to the carnal man. And it takes God to teach us exactly how we need to act in His presence. I'm glad it's the Spirit of God that shows us how we need to act in His presence. And I believe if we look around real close, you'll find people that are trying to serve God. And I've said it before, we don't know how to serve God or how to please God until the Lord shows us through the Spirit of God of what we need to be. I'm reminded in the Bible where he says, I believe it was Apostle Paul was writing to him in the book of Romans. He said that the invisible things of God, he said, who created all things from the beginning of time, he said, these things were invisible unto us. He said, but now they are revealed. The things of the Maker were invisible. He said, but now they're revealed unto those that were made. And he said, so that we are without an excuse. I'm glad that God revealed himself unto us in such a fashion that we are without an excuse when it comes to knowing what God has done and who God is. And so he teaches us through the Spirit tonight of how we can worship and praise him. I'm reminded when Jesus told the woman at the well, and we quote that quite often, but he said, woman, you worship what you know not of. In other words, you don't even know what you're doing. You're going about the form and the fashion because your forefathers tried to worship me when they were in the desert and in the mountain. But I'm here to tell you that you don't even know what you're worshiping. But the day will come when God, the true believer, will worship in spirit and in truth. And none of us can worship God unless we worship him in spirit and in truth. And none of us know how to worship God unless we have the Spirit of God instilled inside of us. And we never have this Spirit of God instilled inside of us until we've had our sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, listen, and we have been redeemed from our sins, and we know who God is, and he is teaching us, walking with us, guiding us, showing us every day. And so it is that David said, Lord, teach me to worship you. Teach me to walk in your ways. Teach me your way, oh God. And Lord, if you do this, I will praise the Lord all the days of my life with all of my heart. What is it to praise God? Really, that's the thought we had tonight. If we was to have a text or a title to the message, it's just to praise him. Nikki and Brother James, they sing the song, or she does. Sister Nikki sings that song, praise all ye people, praise him. I got a book, listen, that I bought years ago, and it talks about the, listen, the things of Christ or the life of Christ. And what this writer did was he tried to put himself in the life of Christ, maybe in a, put himself in the crowd as Jesus would walk through. And he would just kind of pick out a character, and he would listen the time that he was feeding the 5,000. He picked out the little boy. Listen, he tried to narrate from the time that boy left his house and the things that he had, and maybe what mom and dad said to him up to the time when, listen, Jesus had prayed, took the things of his basket and prayed, and he tried to elaborate on those situations and in many different aspects of the life of Christ. He tried to do that, and it's a pretty good book. Listen, and so it is. I got to the back of it, and I was flipping through the end of it, and he said that his wife, she wrote down things, and I began to read some of the poems that she wrote, and she happened to be the author of that song that Sister Nikki sings, praise him in the morning and talked about praising for the sunrise and praising Him for the front porch swing and praising Him for this and praising Him for that. Listen, and that caught me, that I happened to be reading a book that her husband had written, and she happened to be the one who wrote the song, and it just happened to be a song that's touched my heart for many years. But then we really start thinking about what it is in those words and what it is to praise God. You realize today that a lot of folks think praising God is coming in and singing a song. Some folks think praising God is just packing a Bible under your hand. Some folks think praising God is just hearing those good testimonies and feeling the Spirit overwhelm you. But if we really start looking at what praising God is and what David said in the context here, he said, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, my God, with all of my heart, and I will glorify Thy name forevermore." David was saying, "In everything that I do, O God, from the depths of my heart, I want to lift Your name up and glorify You. God, I want to praise You in my life. I praise You, God, for the small things in life." Every time we look out, hey, listen, and things that seem small to some people, you realize just waking up in the morning and getting your feet upon the ground and taking your steps to the, hey, listen, to start your day, you ought to praise God for the mercy that He has given you, that you've got breath in your body and you've got health enough to stand up and move. Hey, listen, that you can go do the things freely that a lot of folks take for granted. You say, "Victor, should we really praise God for that?" Absolutely right, we should praise God for that. For if it wasn't for the mercy and the love of God, hey, listen, we could be flat on our back. We could be in a situation where we couldn't move physically. I believe that the Lord overlooks and He watches over His children every day. And it's His good pleasure to pour the blessings out to each and every one of us. Hey, listen, and so the least we could do in returning, hey, listen, our praise unto God is to thank Him for the simple things that He does for us every day. We ought to praise Him for the majestic things. I thought about that as I was sitting there Sunday morning. We look out on the out our windows sometimes, and we see the woods, and we see the little creatures walking through the woods. And sometimes when it snows, we see the snow, just how it drapes over the leaves and drapes over the limbs, and how pretty it is when everything's white. And we can look out over it when you go down to the beach. And a lot of folks go down to the beach or go down to the mountains, or go down to the Smokies, whatever it is. You can watch the sunrise over the mountain. You can watch it sit over the mountain. You can just see the peacefulness there is. You can hear the nature in the background and everything just working in harmony together. Listen, a lot of in the land and the time that we're living in today, people look at that and say, "Well, that's real pretty." And they take no thought about who the Creator was and who set it all in motion. And listen, they take no thought of who it was that looked down and said, "I'm going to put that right there just so it'll be a blessing for the people that I've created so that they can enjoy it for a little while they're here." Hey, listen, we ought to thank God and praise His name for all those things that are just so magnificent. We don't even know how they happen. We don't even know how they... Hey, listen, we could say, "Well, the Lord put them there." That's exactly right. He did put them there. But how He put them there is absolutely beyond my comprehension. And I know that the Bible says He spoke them into existence. Hey, listen, but sometimes our little carnal mind, we can't even comprehend that because we say a lot of things that never come about. But my God just began to speak and everything in the universe began to move. Oh, listen, I'm talking about a God that's worth praising tonight. I'm talking about one who has so much majesty and so much power and so much glory that when you look out on the things that He done, it ought to melt our heart and bring tears to our eyes. That I'm serving a God that loved me so much that He would come down just to me. After He did all of that, He owed me absolutely nothing, but He still loved me enough to give His own Son who shed His own blood that I could be forgiven of my sins, so that I could look at those things and enjoy them and listen and take note that the God I serve is the one that put it all in motion, and simply praise Him for what He's done for us. Praise Him for the things we take for granted. Man, we take a lot for granted. We take our meals for granted. We do. Sometimes we take it for granted that, you know, that we're going to go out and we're going to have sustenance for the day, and we make plans for tomorrow, and we just take things for granted are going to be here tomorrow. But every time we do something, we ought to just praise God for it and thank Him.
Amen.
Sometimes people say, well, you don't have to pray over your food. Hey, man, I know who's the one that made it there for me. I know who gave it to me. You don't have to pray and thank God for your job. Amen. I know who's every job. I tell people every job I ever had, God gave it to me.
Amen.
I absolutely believe that.
Amen.
And if you doubt me, we'll have a conversation afterwards. But I remember when I first started out, hey, listen, I didn't know where I was going to work. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I remember praying. I had my Bible in the car. I was driving a little car. I had my hand on the Bible. I was praying the whole time. And I didn't even know where I was going, but just had a happenstance, turned a corner, found a building, walked in, and next thing I know, I was sitting there talking to the vice president of the company, and next thing I know, I had a job. You tell me God's not in control of everything?
Amen.
And I praise Him for everything. And I praise Him for my children. I praise Him for my wife. I thank Him for all those things that sometimes people just look and they take for granted they're always going to be there. But I praise God for them. Praise God for the routine things. Those are kind of the simple things we kind of take for granted, those things that we fall into a routine. You know, I thought about that, and I thought, what are some of the routine things we ought to thank God for? Well, I mentioned a little bit about sunrise, sunset, the seasons, the things that take place. I mean, just the day-to-day life that we go on. Sometimes it gets mundane. Sometimes we get frustrated, and sometimes we look and say, well, why me, oh Lord? I'd much rather be doing something else. But at the end of the day, you ought to praise God that He put you there where He did, so he allows you to work where you work and do the things that you do, and He allows you to go from day to day. I thank God, and we ought to praise Him for the church He puts us in. We ought to praise God for the joy that He gives us. We ought to praise God, and I thought about that, the miracles that are performed through prayer. And I thought about that, and Dad was singing a song about that, about praise the Lord. Maybe something was said already tonight about some of those things that we see and some of the things that are done, and I thought, and maybe it's said already, but we never underestimate the power of prayer. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so our prayers do not fall on deaf ears. The Bible tells us that. And we know tonight that if we pray unto God, He receives our prayers. If we do not pray amiss, and we pray in the right frame, and we pray with all of our heart, and we do it exactly, hey, listen, and we allow the Spirit to give utterance, and it already knows what we need of. If we get in a position where we truly pour our hearts out to God, hey, listen, I believe God hears every prayer that we pray. And He might not answer every prayer that we pray in the affirmative, and sometimes He might answer it to the negative, but still yet we ought to praise Him for answering our prayers. Because I know there's a lot of prayers tonight. We pray for the longevity of a loved one who is sick, and yet they die. And I've had the opportunity this last year. And Sister Sarah and I was talking about this at work today. And I said, I don't know how many funerals you have to preach before the funeral home sends you a Christmas card and a gift certificate, but that's exactly what they did to me this last Christmas, one of them here in Goshen. And when I saw them the next time I was there, I told them, what was that? I preached funerals there before. They must have thought I was on their payroll because I'd been down there enough of the last year that they thought enough of me to write me a Christmas card. I don't know why, but I know that a lot of times when the people are dying, we got loved ones praying that God just let them live, let them live, let them live. And those prayers don't always get answered the way we'd like them to. But nonetheless, we ought to praise God and thank Him. Because if we're a child of God, they just go into a better place. Hey man, and why should we be sorrowful when a loved one have laid down all the cares of this life and stepped into eternity? We ought to praise God. He's finally received them in. And someday He's going to receive us in. And I wrote down and I started. Then you can't really get in the Bible very far before you start just praising God for just the blood of Christ. I mean, just the blood. I mean, you think about what Jesus did at Calvary. And you just start praising God. I mean, Brother Chester, what Jesus allowed them to do to Him on the cross because He loves me and you. Man, if that don't warrant and that don't merit our praise unto Him, nothing does. But the Bible tells me that He went to the cross and he hung there and He took my sins and He took your sins and he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, yet He opened not His mouth. And Apostle Paul, he said, the life that I now live, he said, I live, but not in me, but in Christ who loved me and gave Himself for me. And we ought to praise God that He come down from heaven and He loved us enough that He gave His life just for us.
Amen.
You
want to praise Him for that. And praise Him for that precious blood that cleanses from all sin. Not only for the precious blood that cleanses from all sin, but I praise Him for the keeping power of the same blood. I thought about that tonight, and I mentioned Brother Sonia and my uncles. I got one uncle. I love him. I wish he would get his heart right. I don't know. I say that tonight, but I was talking to Sonia the other day, and he said, "Well, I talked to Kenny. That's his brother." He said, "Kenny said he got saved again. A lot of them come from a different religion, different background. They believe you can get lost, get saved, get lost, get saved, get lost, get saved." I come home. I said, I think my Uncle Kenny's been saved about 6 times over the last 20 years that I've talked to him. Every time I talk to him, he gets saved again. Sonia said, I just looked at him and said, "Kenny, I believe if God saves you, that He makes a change in you." And that brought me to the keeping power of His blood, the keeping power of His love and His mercy. Amen. I'm not serving a God that's so weak that He can save me one day and get me lost the next day. Amen. I'm serving a God who's, by His great powers, His blood washed my sins away, and He covered them over, and He wrote my name down, Brother Jim Perry, and He put a robe on me, He put a crown on me, He put a ring on me, and I'm His child, and He'll never lose me. Hey, listen, and thank God, yes, I stumble, and yes, I fall. As David said, he said, but I will not utterly be cast down. Why? Because God knows where I am. I'm not here today and lost tomorrow. I'm saved today and saved forevermore. Amen. And I praise Him for that. Because if I could get lost, you rest assured, if we could get saved today and get lost tomorrow, none of us would have been saved very long. Because our carnal mind wouldn't have allowed us to. Because there wouldn't have been, hey man, if you can get lost, that means there ain't no change. Either there ain't no change or God's just that weak, and I don't believe God's that weak. Thank Him and praise Him that salvation is still available in the world that we live in. Man, I do. Because I look around and I get so irritated sometimes, and I say, God, I wish You'd come back today. I wish You'd come back right now and just burn this place to the ground, because there ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites and evil everywhere we look. But then our heart begins to stir, and we begin to think about what God did for us and what salvation brought to us and what He meant to us. And then we start saying, God, would You just save them? Man, would You just turn everything around? We look around, we say, what's going to take for this country, this world, everything around us, what's going to take for people to get turned around and get right again? And it don't matter how many times we beat them over the head with a Bible. And it don't matter how much we talk till we're blue in the face. The only thing that's going to get a hold of them is the power of God to come down and get to their heart. Hey, listen, and when God does that, we ought to praise Him for that. Because He's the only one that can make the change in their life. The only one that can make a difference in their life. And in all that, I praise Him then. Last thing I wrote down, I praise Him for the Spirit that guides us. Because, man, we speak a lot of things sometimes out of anger, and we do a lot. And we get irritated, and next thing you know, we start just allowing, you know, the flesh to take over. But I'm glad the Spirit comes by and it starts to just guide us. And God just kind of reins us in and sets us right where we need to be. And He does that in so many different ways, it's just unreal. I mean, He guides us, He speaks to us, He calls us to rejoice. He can bring us in, we can walk in the house of God in the lowest state, in the lowest mind, in the weakest frame. And God can just pick us up from where we are and set us somewhere on a mountain, and just to remind us of who He is. And we can leave that same service, that same building, within that same hour, refreshed. We ought to praise God for that. Because we couldn't do that on our own. And no one could do it for us. But God does it all the time. He does it to everybody that would just come willing. He never fails. He never takes a day off. He's never too tired. He never says, not now. But when we come to Him with a need, we come to Him with an earnest heart, we come to Him just praying, we come to Him looking for help, He's always there. Amen. Praise God. He's always there. David said, I'll praise You forevermore, for great is Thy mercy toward me. Amen. And Thou hast delivered my soul
from the lowest hell. Amen. That's worth praising Him for. As Brother Jim Perry says so often, we count our blessings. He said, I can't get past the first one. The one that He brought me out of hell and He saved my soul. We could praise Him for that one for the rest of our lives. But then look at all the other things that God does that merits our praise. That's worthy for us just to thank Him and praise Him and glorify Him. No wonder we ought to glorify Him every day of our life. And if we glorified Him and praised Him every day of our life, it still wouldn't be enough. But it still wouldn't do justice for all that He's done for us. Praise the Lord tonight. I'm glad I'm His child. And we ought not to be ashamed of that. And I know we're living in a time when people don't like to hear it and they'll hush you. Hey man, we got people coming out and apologizing for who they are and what they are. I'm not sorry that I'm a child of God. I'm not sorry that I believe in the blood of Christ. I'm not sorry that, hey listen, I'm a Christian. I'm proud to be a Christian. And if the world don't like me, that's fine. But the Bible tells me plainly, and Christ told him plainly, because I believe He knew the day was coming that we're living in today. And I told Mary this the other day. I said, we look at how bad things are today, but really, if you go back through history, things have been bad in the past. It just happens to be this is probably the worst that we've seen it. But in previous generations, over the years and decades and centuries, there have been some rough times. But I'm reminded that Jesus told him in those times, He said, fear not man who can destroy the body. That's what He told him. He said, fear God who destroy both body and soul. Cast them into hell. So I'm not ashamed of the Lord. I praise the Lord. And I love the Lord. And I thank Him because He's my keeper. And He's the one I lean on. So I love Him tonight. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate the Spirit. I'm going to ask James to come give a song. We can stand tonight. Midweek service, prayer service. We're on closing prayer in a minute. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, God can get glory from the stone.
That's exactly right. What He told him. That's what Jesus told them. Remember when He came into Jerusalem and they wanted Him to tell the people to quit praising? They were throwing the palm leaves down and saying, great, Hosanna. When He was coming in Jerusalem on that colt, and they said, make these stop. He said, if they hold a piece of rocks, we'll cry out. He told him.
That's the reason I don't make vows. I don't make vows because I'm afraid I'll break them.
Yeah.
Especially to the Lord.
Yeah. Yep. While they sing tonight, if anyone needs to come and pray.
Here's the blessed Savior calling thee a prayer. Oh, you heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come.
Someone have a testimony thing on your heart tonight? Sure.
But God had other plans. And the main thing is she was ready to go.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. She didn't die lost.
Yep.
And I know I'll see her again.
Yep. Yep.
And you know, I thank God that if you're his child and you're saved, if there's confusion, God will. You call on him, he will straighten
He'll help
out.
You. Mm-hmm.
And what I was showed is God's love, and I told Jan, we just go like charismatic. God's love, he does not hold me under submission through fear and intimidation.
Mm-mm.
That's like when you're first saved and you know you're saved, and you're in that situation. That's what you feel, and that's not God. And that's what Jen was talking about, being a child. But that is through fear and intimidation.
Right.
You get, like my brother, somebody, you just get completely confused.
Yep.
Completely confused.
Yep.
But the God I serve is not that way.
Yeah.
He's not as through fear and intimidation. It is strictly was my decision. He didn't make me.
Amen.
And actually we made a right choice because of loving, and also made a right choice seeking his guidance, not we.
Yep.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yep.
Brother Victor, how many times did the Lord say to me to forgive you? Going that
70 times 7.
70 times.
God,
forgive you.
Yep.
God, forgive you. If he didn't, Brother Victor, we'd be in trouble.
We'd be hurting him.
We'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Somewhat else.
I'd like to thank God for bringing me through another night, waking me up this morning.
God bless you, brother.
And I'll thank you now for taking me through this next night and waking me up in the morning.
Yeah.
He may not wake me up here, but he woke me up over there.
Yeah.
Amen.
One way or another, he'll wake me up this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just a matter of where I'm going to be, here or there.
Amen. Amen.
I'd rather be.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you, brother.
But I have lost loved ones.
Yeah.
At least you're a
professed
salvation.
Yeah. God bless you. Someone
I don't
else.
I know what kind of change God made in you, but I can imagine because I know what kind of change he made.
Made, yep. Someone else. Bible says. Amazing how the Lord works. Someone else. All right. Do you have one of those agendas? I was going to put one under here. I think everyone got passed out the papers on the schedule for the year. I usually keep one under here, Jerry. Thank you. I'm going to take that one home.
No other testimonies or anything? Wave announcements. Valentine dinner Saturday, the 9th, 6 o'clock. I think the youth is going to get air on Friday at the trampoline place. So remember that. That'll be at, they're going to meet at 6:30. Is that right? Meet at 6:30. Sign waivers. If you break your leg, they're not responsible. Have fun. I'm just kidding. I think that's what you do, sign waivers. But anyway, if you go there, have fun. Be safe, please. And we trust that everyone will be. March the 1st is the spaghetti dinner. That's the youth puts together a spaghetti dinner, kind of as one of the fundraisers they do inside the church. We don't do fundraisers outside the church, but that's the one fundraiser that they do to help get money collected for the youth. I know they're planning the youth retreat again for this year, so that'll be March 1st, and then we'll get into April. We have communion service, get into Easter and all that, so that's a little ways off, but it'll be here before we know it. So remember these things as they come up, and so everyone has an updated list now. Mark your calendars. The funeral tomorrow at 11 to 12, South Lebanon. There's a visitation, and the funeral service is going to be at noon. That's for Sonia Burkhart, or Sonia LeSueur, I'm sorry. That's Brother Sonia's dad. So remember that. Be praying for the family and all of them. And then also Brother Harold and them as they travel. Let's be praying for them and all those that are out, maybe traveling. Pray for them, certainly, the sick and the lost. So services this weekend. I thank Brother Art. He said, sends his love. He said he really thoroughly enjoyed being here Sunday, and it was just a real blessing, and said he loves everybody. So I want to pass that along. So if nothing else.
Victor, I will say, if anybody sees anything that needs to be corrected on that, I always give Sister Jessica a copy, and she found two things that I had to correct on dates. So I think everything is pretty much correct. If you haven't seen anything, let us know, and we'll have everybody correct their sheet.
All right. I think they set, what'd they set Sunday? Did they set the Vacation Bible School or Youth Retreat? Did they set dates for?
I think there are dates for both sets.
VBS is on here June 10th to June 14th, but
right.
But then in July, wasn't the Youth Retreat in July?
They might have just announced it Sunday.
Sunday, okay. So we'll just pencil those in when we get them. I'm thinking that was in July from what I heard. Okay. All right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This might be silly. Some of us are slow, myself included, about signing up sometimes for food and stuff for the dinners. But there's like nobody signed up. Is anybody thinking we're coming this Saturday? Okay. Because I didn't know, if there's only four or five of us, I didn't know if we'd
come out and just, yeah. We'll all go to O'Charlie's or sometime. It might be. All right.
So.
Yeah.
I think there's
five.
You
I think there's five.
We can go without.
We got nurses in the audience here.
If you lose your hearing, which a lot of us do, just think of all the wonderful sounds you hear from nature that you miss out on. And sight, I just can't see how people get around blind. You see them walking with a cane and going down the street, and how they can ever do that, or even read Braille.
Yeah.
And lose taste or smell or feel. Like you lost your feel, you couldn't grab nothing.
Right. Right.
And we take all that stuff for granted.
Yeah. We do. Yeah, those are just the simple things. We think of them as simple things. When you think about how they function, it's amazing that God, it's amazing how God created the human being. I mean, man, and everything that he did. But it's still it's a wonder today. I mean, it baffles scientists and doctors today how the human body functions. And anyone else? Okay. Go down to Tennessee. Okay. Yeah, I thought if they made it back, they'd probably head out, or maybe if they heard the news, they might just kind of come slow north and just kind of meet there. I didn't really know, but okay, let's pray for them. Any others? All right. We're going to close in prayer then. I'm sorry. I had to sit in here, and I was about to read. There's a revival starting Friday the 15th. That's not this Friday. It's the next Friday, February 15th through the 17th. It'll be at Old Path and Sardinia, and that's where Brother Stephen was pastor for a little while. And Scott Young, I was asking Brother Stephen about it. I don't think I've ever met him, but Brother Stephen was vouching for him, said he's a pretty good preacher. So remember that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he'll be there. It says if Spirit permits, they'll go longer. But 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, 10 o'clock on Sunday. Also, you're going into revival in Bethel and Dayton, right, in March? Is that what you said?
Yeah, March 4th through
8th. 4th through 8th. So remember that. I don't know if we'll get a flyer from Brother Andrew. That's where Brother Andrew Ploggers at up there in Dayton. Wonderful church, good people. We was up there about a year ago in a revival for about a week and really enjoyed it. And I guess the church is growing like crazy up there, so that's wonderful. So be much in prayer for them, and certainly just remember Brother Stephen as he goes up there and preaches that revival. I hope they have a house full saved. So, any others? Let's all gather in. We'll close in prayer tonight.
Our Father, we're glad you're present tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and kindness. Thank you, God, for your love. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you just help us. God, for church, help us, Lord, as children. Heavenly Father, you're not your family. We are, God, you have some business. God, I realize, God, we're nothing without you. God, we can do nothing without you. Heavenly Father, I know, God, it's only by grace that we're saved. God, we're faithful. I know, God, without the grace we give, without the faith we give unto us, God, we'd all be lost. God, thank you for giving me Father, that God will bless us for our sin. God, thank you, God, tonight, and I'm over that. God, bless the power. Lord, I pray, God, tonight, that you bless the loved ones who are sick and shedding tonight. Bless those that are traveling, those that are grieving. God, bless you all, we pray, this person will be honored. And God, bless us in the masses tonight. I think she was one of the Lord, the sick, the shedding, God. The elderly, the old, the young, God. Lord, thank you, Father, for the drugs, God. Lord, forgive me, Father, lift the names up to you. God, you know every situation, you know every concern, God. You know what they need. We pray, God, God, that you be in your Jesus. God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, knowing, God, that we may bless you without you. We praise you tonight, Lord. Teach us, God, Heavenly Father. Do the things we please in this God, we can just be helping our love along the way. God, we just thank you and praise you and honor you, Lord, for everything. God, we just ask you to have a witness to our homes. God, that you bring us back to the next appointed time, Lord, we do humbly ask you. All these things we pray in Jesus' name.